It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And on the Pig, 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. The morning show with John, Anna, and friends on a Thursday, November 5th. And the morning show brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible Millway with three locations to serve you. And our friend, guest from the community today is Chief Kevin Schutte from the Texarkana, Texas Police Department.
Good morning.
Hello, Chief. How's it going?
Hey, it's good. It's good to be with you guys again.
Yeah, it's good to have you in here. So how's it been? First of all, how's it been going down at the department? Have you guys been able to stay healthy during this COVID time?
Well, I wish I could say yes, but no. It has reached the ranks of the police department in different ways, either by officers becoming positive for the virus itself, or members in their home being positive and the officers having to quarantine. So, it's affecting everywhere right now. As you all know, I know you see our daily numbers that we put out from the Emergency Operations Center. And so it's going pretty predominantly throughout the entire community at this time.
Yeah, it is. There is a lot of it. Have you not? Hopefully you haven't had any officers with serious problems.
Well, it depends on what you call serious. We're having some that's got some pretty good respiratory issues and having some difficulty breathing. We haven't had any of our employees of the police department that's had to go to the ICU route or be on a vent.
Well, that's
or
good.
Anything
that's,
like that.
Yeah, that's serious.
I still don't want them struggling to breathe.
Well, no. Nobody wants to struggle to breathe.
Right. And, I mean, there's no sure data to tell you how it's going to affect just when you think you have it figured out, somebody that's young, vibrant, and very healthy gets a pretty good case of it, and then some that may have underlying issues have a very minor case. So there's no predictability in how it's going to affect whom.
Yeah, I think that's been the I don't know if the word scary part of it is, but the concerning part of it from the whole get-go is the fact that it's so random.
Right.
You can't predict it. With the flu, you can predict, I'm going to feel very poorly for 3 or 4 days at least.
Right.
And everybody that gets it usually is going to feel very poorly for 3 or 4 days. And, I understand that with the elderly with flu, it can be serious.
And they're really young, they get dehydrated.
But, the conditions are pretty much.
Right.
Yeah. This thing, like you say, you could go, some people run around, they got it, don't even know they had it. And then it goes to the progression of, oh, it's a little cold. Oh, it's a little worse. It's like the flu. Oh, it's a little worse. It's like I can't breathe. Oh, it's a little worse. You got to go to the hospital. Oh, it's even worse. You got to go to ICU. So, this is random.
Well, one of the things that I am very proud of our staff with is that they are wearing their protective equipment,
their protective gear.
And, they're not fond of that. And sometimes I'm not popular because I still require that they wear the N95 type mask because that's what's, been suggested for public safety because it's supposed to be a little more protective than your regular surgical mask or the things that you can buy off the shelf in the stores. And they're not comfortable at all, but, we don't get to choose where we go and what situations we find ourselves in and how. And so we just have to be very careful, not only to protect the health of our employees, but their wonderful families at home and the things like that. It's been a real, real trying year for us, to say the least.
I imagine so. And, it's kind of like that was one of the first things that worried me when we were talking about this COVID-19. It's kind of like, what if it really runs through the police department?
Well, through our safety lines.
Yeah, the safety lines.
First responders.
First responders, the fire, but especially the police department. You got to have a police force, and if they all got COVID, you got a problem. So I can see why you go, we're the ones that are the very best masks, so we can't have a COVID complete outbreak in the police department because you're protecting and serving the community, and there's nobody else to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you mentioned earlier that when you get the flu, you're only going to have it for 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that almost every flu season, the hospitals fill up with flu patients.
Yes.
And flu season is here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got a large number in the hospitals that have the COVID cases, and now we're going to have flu on top of that. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about taking out a whole police department if they were to get exposed to or have COVID, the other thing is we're really stretching our resources in the medical field because of what's going on too. And so when people say, I don't know why we have this big hysteria over a virus that's 97% or 93% survivable. It's not about corona. It's about resources.
Right.
And having the ability to seek treatment for that person in the middle of the night that has a massive stroke, or, you know,
right.
I'm not trying to scare the community, mm-hmm. but we don't, and we're not there yet, but we don't want to get to the point to where our resources are stretched so thin because of the quick widespread of the virus
mm-hmm.
that we can't seek, you know, other help. And
there's other health conditions still going
yeah,
on.
We still
heart attacks still
problems.
Occurring, stroke still occurring. We
unfortunately,
have children, and
yes.
we have run out of time.
Well, life goes on, unfortunately. And so, yeah, you do have those type issues. You still have the problems that you have every day.
Absolutely. Right. And you got to think about those nurses and those doctors that are working every day. I mean, you think we're busy. I feel
they're
for them.
Really
I feel
really
for them
busy.
Very much.
Well, we'll talk more about this and what's going on with the police department coming up. And also coming up, more of the best and most country. We got it right here on The Pig. Thursday morning, John, Anna, and Frank. It's the best and most country at 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. And the morning show, it would be news time. In the news, usually brought to you by DeLauders on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Serving your family since 1977. They are your locally owned grocery store, your family grocery store. And they have weekly specials on groceries and beverages. You can check those out on their Facebook page. And they got that great meat market.
Yes, and cheesecake.
As well. And I made some great chili from that beef.
Which I got none of.
Well,
I paid for it, but I didn't get any.
You know what? There was too long between when I made it and when I came back to work.
Well, you should have timed it different.
You gave it to me. Chief? You see how it happens around here?
See what happens? But I bought the hamburger. He was supposed to bring me some.
Okay. If we're going to get full disclosure here, since you did this, you had him deliver some beef.
Right.
You were going to make some meatloaf.
Right.
And you said, well, I want a different kind.
Right. I want the ground
chuck. So here, you can have this chili meat. And she goes, bring me a little or whatever. And I said, sure. But then I wasn't thinking of the fact that that was...
The whole thinking.
That was like Wednesday or Thursday.
Right.
And I was off for a few days for a change and didn't come back till Tuesday. Well, the chili's not going to...
And, of course, your car wouldn't start. So.
Yeah, that's so
right.
I'm not going
to... And the cow wouldn't come home.
You know that's theft of service,
so
right?
I'm not going to make it... Yeah, I'm not going to... The car's not coming. I thought, you know, yeah, if I work, yeah, sure. Anyway, we got the chief with us from the Texas, yes. Police Department, and we've been talking about how they've been keeping us safe during this time of COVID-19, which puts an extra burden on everyone. But especially, like I said, you got to have your police department up and running.
That's
because
right.
There's, it's not like if something happens to me and I've got to go home for 2 weeks or 10 days, she just takes over and flies with it without me. But you only got so many people in the police department, so many officers. It's not like you can't grab somebody off the street and go, okay, you're going to fill in this week because so-and-so
don't
can't,
ask me to do it.
Can't
absolutely.
Be here. I mean, it is so important to keep you guys and
healthy.
People like you, the EMTs and everything, healthy.
Right.
It is. And, you know, obviously part of the management of the department is to be able to have contingent plans for if those things happen, because the possibility does exist. And so we've got some plans in place to be able to continue to especially staff our patrol function, our mission of being a patrol force in the community. And so if we have to utilize people from some of our specialized units and mobilize them as a patrol force in the absence of our regular patrol staff, that's what we will do. It would slow down some of our other missions as far as our investigative staffing and things like that. But, you know, our primary concern is always the public safety and to make sure that we have a minimum amount of staff available to answer calls and to respond to emergencies in the community.
You had a question you wanted to ask the chief?
Well, we talked about it a little bit off air, and some of it wasn't. It was a private discussion. I was going to ask him what was going on with Just Love and Kindness, and we had a response from him, from the chief, and I didn't mean for it to go across air. It was supposed to be a question if I could ask him about it, and he has answered.
It's no problem, really. You know, Rob Klein and his wife, Laura, they've started a program called Just Love and Kindness in memory of their son, and y'all have already talked to them, so you
yes.
know about all that. Great family, great guys, doing great things in the community,
yes.
and obviously, you know, they just did a fundraiser, a huge fundraiser.
Right.
That was a great benefit for the Pride program with
yes.
Texarkana, Arkansas Police Department, and it was asked, as we were talking off on the break, if we had a program that we were instituting as well. And obviously Rob is aware that we do.
Yes.
Yes. We've got a program that we're going to start within the community and our schools, and some things that is not necessarily the pride program that Texarkana, Arkansas does, but it's a unique program for the Texas side that we're going to be doing. And, you know, the pride program is not only in Texarkana, Arkansas. It's in some other cities and departments as well. Okay. So that's a great program. It's a great community outreach, and it's also a great way that they are reaching the youth in their community.
Right.
And so likewise, you know, we also want to do some things to reach the youth in our community. We've got a program put together, but because of the COVID and some other things, we're not able to get it started. And it's not that we couldn't start it, but we don't want to start it with a diminished capacity.
Right.
When we go with it, we want to really be able to go with it. And we'll be telling you more about that as time will allow us to do that.
Thank you.
Sounds like a great idea, and it'll hopefully in year 2021 they'll develop a vaccine that's safe and effective, and we can kind of cut back on this COVID-19 problem. And you know, we talk about it often here. It's kind of like and it's kind of like we mentioned, you guys are what we call essential, obviously.
Yeah, capital E.
With a capital E is what I'm talking about. You know, a lot they name a lot of essential workers or whatever, but you guys are the top of the essential workers as far as I'm concerned, and of course doctors, nurses, things that keep you care for people.
Yeah.
EMT type
fire,
people.
Yeah.
You gotta have those. They're essential. And so you have to do your work. And we all have to continue we're doing this.
Yes.
We all have to continue living and working to earn a living. But it's okay to do these little safety precaution things that we talked about.
Right.
So that you don't spread this around the community. It's kinda like, you know, I understand that there's some people out there that are very against this, that. And I understand, and I've always been one of these, keep it open, but do it safely in a responsible fashion.
Yeah, be responsible.
Wear your mask.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. You know, if you don't feel good, don't get out.
Right.
Do those things. You know, but we have to continue living, but do those things in a responsible fashion, and think about your fellow man, as they say.
Yeah.
Think about our neighbors.
We can keep it gender free.
Be neighborly there.
Yes.
Yeah, we got to keep it gender free because Anna's in the room.
Well, we don't know about the
snowflake. PC police are here. All right. We're going to continue talking with Kevin Schutte coming up from the Texarkana, Texas Police Department. More of the best and most country on the pig. As good as it once was. That's Toby Keith on the pig,
1039. Sure.
95MyBigRadio.com. I never claimed to be as good as I used to be. I know I'm getting old and decrepit. How about that? But anyway, we got Chief Kevin Schutte of the Texarkana, Texas Police Department with us here, and we've been talking about things that they've got going on struggles they had with COVID-19 and what else you got there.
Yeah, is there a campaign? There always is during Thanksgiving and Christmas about, you know, let's be smart, let's use Uber if we've been drinking and driving. So does that officially start? Or like that's a 365, 7 days, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah, so generally after the Thanksgiving holidays and right before the Thanksgiving holidays, actually, because we have to deal with the Black Friday thing and all those things. And a lot of the businesses require or ask for extra security. And so we have some overtime that we have for our officers to go out and provide security at some of the businesses that ask for it.
Right.
So about when all that starts, we go into a holiday schedule.
Right.
And we do have extra patrol and staffing, especially along and around our retail areas.
Right.
South of I-30 on Richmond and also north of I-30.
Okay.
And so we'll have different factions out there, you know, either some unmarked units, some in marked units.
Okay.
Just watching for theft in the parking lots. And, you know, when people leave the stores and their hands are full and they got things, sometimes they're distracted and they're not paying attention to their surroundings. So we try to put manpower out there to be eyes and ears and to kind of help not only to keep the community safe, but to keep thefts down as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we'll probably have Sean Vaughn in here, you know, later on in the month or whatever, or very first next month, to really go into the things about, because there's things that you can do to make yourself less vulnerable.
Right.
Absolutely.
So that maybe the police won't have to jump in there and do it. And you know, there's things about packages, cars, where you park, all it. And so, yeah.
Right.
You can help yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can help the authorities as well. The chief was trying to get out of the game because he has somewhere he's got to be.
Yeah, I kept calling him going on with the conversation.
But it's only this time. So we can do this real quick.
Okay. All right.
Then we'll let him go. Today's game is called Slogan Off Classic Edition.
Oh,
these are old sayings from products.
All right.
Okay.
And so we can do this.
Classic edition.
So I come in here, a relic, an antique, and so you decide to go with...
No, he always goes with classic because I never know the other one. So.
Yeah, well, you just could have told him, yeah, that's why.
You said I was being kind.
You said the chief is old. He might know these.
He might know these. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. The truth is, we don't know any of the new ones, so we always go with
that.
All right, here we go. Classic edition, slogan off. Here is the slogan, you give me the product, and I'm going to kind of sing this one out, Anna.
All right.
We wear short shorts.
Oh, is that like
it's
that?
There.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, the cream that goes on.
That's right.
Yep.
Oh, I wouldn't know this one. Good luck. It's just made for you, and it's a fast food restaurant. I've never heard this slogan.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, Burger King used to be having your way.
Yeah. It's actually Taco Bell used to say that back in the day.
We're going to fact check.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I'm fact checking that one.
Give your breath long-lasting freshness with...
Freshen up gum?
It's a gum.
Isn't it that hot cinnamon one?
Well, it is
Big
a gum.
Red.
Big red gum.
Yeah.
So y'all were in the right park there. This is a drink, by the way, that they just... Are you looking at the screen?
No, I'm not.
This is a drink that I think they just said they're going to quit making. Okay?
Okay.
But it was a big drink back in the day. And here's their slogan. What a beautiful drink. And it was one of those diet type products, but they didn't call it diet.
So was it like a protein drink?
No, it was like a cola.
Was it Tab?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Tab.
Yeah.
Yep.
My grandma drank
and they
it
just
out.
Came out a couple of weeks ago, I think, said they're probably going to quit making it after all these years. And finally, with blank, it's going to be a great day.
So a type of cold cereal, probably.
And you're starting off your day.
Is it Golden Graham's day?
Is it?
Well, it's kind of like a...
is it Kellogg's because
it's kind of like
a rooster?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
It's a whole brand. Kellogg's. Yeah. You know, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Kellogg's this. It's Kellogg's.
Whole brand. Okay.
Yeah. With
not
blank,
specific.
With Kellogg's, it's going to be a great day.
Yeah.
So there you go. We got our game in.
And we won.
And y'all did very well.
Well,
we're winners.
You're winners. You're winners in my book. Well, Chief, thank you for coming in, and thank you for the job that you and your police department do in protecting and keeping the community safe, especially with all the issues that go on now with the COVID and everything. You're trying to do your job, and you're trying to interact with people and trying to stay safe.
Yes.
Well, you know, along the lines of civility, let me just say that this COVID fatigue that everybody's talking about is real.
It's real
for people in my organization. It's real for the community. And so sometimes tensions are high and tempers are flaring. And so just remember that we're all in this together.
Yeah.
Wear your mask. Try to protect yourself, protect others, and think about those who are on the front lines, especially those nurses and doctors in the hospitals, your public safety officials, fire, police, EMS. It's a tough time, but together we'll get through this, and I appreciate our community so much and the support they always give us.
All right. Well, Chief, have a great day out there. I know you got an event to go to, so we're going to let you run.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.